You didn't see my valentine. I sent it via pantomime. While you were watching someone else, I stared at you and cut myself. That's all I'll do, 'cause I'm not free. A fugitive too dull to flee. I'm amorous but out of reach. It's still life drawing of a peach. I'm a tulip in a cup. I stand no chance of growing up. I've made my peace, I'm dead, I'm done. I watch you live to have my fun. I root for you. To a dinner date, my teardrop seasoned every plate. I tried to dance but lost my nerve. I cramped up in the learning curve.
Music right there from the genius performer and pianist Fiona Apple with her song Valentine. That comes from Fiona Apple's album The Idler Wheel. In the middle, it is new music from Laura Marley, known for her smart confessional style. Laura Marley knows how to write a song with honesty and vulnerability. She gave birth to her first child last year and was balancing parenthood and a return to music within just a few months. Consequently, Laura Marley wrote, recorded, and produced her 8th album at her home studio in London. The album is called Patterns and Repeat. Definitely themes of motherhood and domesticity work their way into the album. We heard the opening track, Child of Mine, and I just think, what a gorgeous song, the way she opens it. It's very hushed, but perhaps you picked it up. There are vocals of her talking with her husband and her baby babbling kind of in the background, and I thought, just a beautiful way when you're doing home recording to kind of catch those moments and put that into an album that is all about motherhood and life at home. Before Laura Marling, we heard music from the always incredible PJ Harvey. Going back 20 years, an album that turns 2 decades old this year, her album Aha Her. We heard the song The Desperate Kingdom of Love, a gorgeous acoustic ballad from PJ Harvey, a musician not often known for gorgeous ballads. She's known more for her wild abandon for punk, but yes, I love all shades to PJ Harvey. 2 years ago, Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks caught my attention with her album And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. The album possessed an atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds. While Tess Parks returns with a new album, Pomegranate, which continues to deliver her signature sound. It reminds me a bit of Dot Allison back in the early 90s. Dot Allison was playing with atmospheric blends of indie rock. So I thought before we jump into Test Parks, let's listen to, let's jump in the time machine. Let's go back to 1990. Here is Dot Allison right now here on Girly So Groovy. And then new music from Test Parks.
Thank you.
New music there from Toronto, singer-songwriter, indie rock artist, Tess Parks. The new album is called Pomegranate. We heard the opening song, Bagpipe Blues. Before Tess Parks, it is music from Scottish singer-songwriter, Dot Allison, a musician who created her own cult following in the late 90s, early 2000s, by making music that just has an enchanting mix of dub, dynamic pop, and heartbreaking songwriting to it. It's almost hypnotic the way she makes her music. My apologies. I said we are going back to 1990. Could not read my own handwriting. I meant to say we are going back to 1999 with Dot Allison from her debut album, Afterglow. We heard the song Message Personnel. I cannot believe 25 years. Wow. Okay, so we are going to dive into the second hour. The second hour's soundscape is going to change a bit. That last set, in fact, I think moved the dial a little bit. We started out with Fabulous Folk, and we're going to move our way into indie rock, indie dance, indie thrill kind of sounds in the second hour. Before we do that, though, let me remind you that Girly So Groovy is always available online. If you ever miss an episode or would just like to listen again, know that you can find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy online. Simply go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. When you're there, you will find 10 weeks worth. All you have to do is press play or pause. Listen at your leisure. I completely understand it can be difficult to sit and listen to a full 2 hours of a radio show. I am definitely a guilty person as well, who often will be parking lot or driveway listens, where I don't want to turn the car off and turn the radio off before going in the house. But knowing that it's available online makes things a lot more leisurely for you. Again, mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Vancouver dream pop duo Doohickey Cubicle have definitely been getting a bit of airplay here on Girly So Groovy with their latest album. Not only is their name something that just kind of makes me giggle, Doohickey Cubicle, but the new album's title makes me laugh as well, Super Smeller. We're going to close up this first hour with a track from that new album. Café Olé is the name of the song. Again, Doohickey Cubicle with the new album, Super Smeller, here on Girly So Groovy. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who absolutely loves them. We're a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic female-fronted radio. As I mentioned earlier, the first hour seemed to be dedicated to fabulous folk. Here in the second hour, we are rocking out. It's indie electronic, indie rock, alternative rock, classic rock, anything to get you moving here in the second hour. Also, I'm trying to cram in as much new music as I can into this episode before we fully wrap up 2024 over the next couple weeks here on the show. Coming up in the second hour, I've got music on the way from Peaches, Lone Lady, new music from Naked Roommate, Wild Bell, Cults, Heart, classic Heart coming up over the hour as well. But speaking of new music, the New York alternative duo Fantagram return with their 5th album, Memories of a Day. The new album finds Fantagram adding shoegaze noise and dream pop atmosphere to their signature emotional electronic pop.